This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed for Puglia, Italy this evening to attend G7 summit. Earlier in his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that the government is committed to consolidate the India-Italy strategic partnership and bolster cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and the Mediterranean regions. Mr. Modi said he is glad that his first visit in the third consecutive term is to Italy for the G7 summit. He said Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's two visits to India last year were instrumental in infusing momentum and depth in the bilateral agenda. Election of Lok Sabha Speaker will be held on 26th of June. First session of 18th Lok Sabha will convene from 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. The government today said that it is keeping a close watch on the market price of wheat. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution in a statement said suitable measures will be undertaken to prevent hoarding by unscrupulous elements and maintain stability in the market price of wheat. The ministry added that after meeting the requirement for a public distribution system and other welfare schemes, which is approximately 184 lakh metric tons, sufficient stock of wheat will be available to undertake market interventions as and when required. Union Minister of Jal Shakti, Minister C.R. Patel, reviewed the progress of Namami Gange mission projects in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the environmental flaws monitoring system developed by the National Mission for Clean Ganga was launched. This e-flow monitoring system is an integral component of the Prayag portal, a real-time monitoring center for the planning and monitoring of projects, river water quality and other crucial parameters. The government today announced a series of proactive measures to ensure menstrual health and hygiene of female students in schools across the states and union territories during the board examinations. The Ministry of Education in a statement said that recognizing the challenges faced by girls due to limited access to sanitary products and menstrual hygiene facilities during examinations, the Department of School Education and Literacy has issued an advisory for all schools across the state and union territories. The advisory prioritizes menstrual hygiene management in school to support female students during 10th and 12th board examinations. Ajit Doval has been reappointed as the National Security Advisor and Dr. P.K. Mishra as the Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister with effect from June 10th. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved the appointments today. The Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said that the appointments of former IPS Mr. Doval and former IAS Mr. Mishra will be coterminous with the term of the Prime Minister. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India's mission in Kuwait is ascertaining the full details from the concerned Kuwaiti authorities on the tragic fire incident. Our West Asia correspondent reports that Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, has reached Mangav to oversee the relief measures. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a review meeting on the fire tragedy in Kuwait at his residence in New Delhi. He announced ex gratia relief of 2 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased Indian nationals from the Prime Minister's relief fund. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert and red warning over northwest, north and east India tomorrow due to the ongoing heat wave conditions. The IMD said that severe heat wave conditions will prevail over parts of Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh and Odisha for the next 2 days. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, Bangladesh set a target of 160 for the Netherlands in the Group D game at St. Vincent in Kingstown. In badminton, Indian shuttlers H.S. Pranoy and Samir Verma have progressed to the men's singles quarterfinals of the Australian Open in Sydney today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.